podcast where we talk about our sexualities, LGBT+ issues, and ignorance, and much more. For this episode, we want to hear from you, from your hookup stories, dating stories, questions, inquiries, anything you want to access. You can email us at timeandjamea@gmail.com. We have also a Patreon, and starts from the Tic Tac Crew for $5. We have the Sunfic for $10, and we have the Very Plus for $20. We are thinking about making sure y'all have, for the next 4 or 5 months, give y'all $1 a month. So, just add us and we'll figure all that out. And this episode is still almost a full catch-up, but we're going to go back to our themes. So, I want to apologize. I was very sleepy.
I mean, you were fully asleep. Fully asleep.
Child, I get naps. So, first and foremost, we're going to talk about winter, and within a few weeks, it technically will be winter. It's funny that December 20th is how winter starts, but for us, Thanksgiving week is when winter says, "What's up, y'all? I'm back, bitches."
Oh, no, it is literally after, Halloween.
Halloween brings most of it, but like things get like November is a weird fickle month where it's pretty, it's nice, it's fun, and then somehow the weather be like, guess what, bitch, I dropped. My car literally was like, it's cold. I feel nice you saying it's cold to me.
Yeah.
That's odd. Cool. But so first and foremost, I am one of those people that do not plan for different weather. So, like, at this moment, I bought thermals, tops, and bottoms. I talked about this while the fall was happening. So, all in that, I have my winter jacket right beside me. And that's how I'm pretty much feeling about winter. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I may have to buy 2 or 3 more things. I have not one jogging pants. No sweatshirt or sweatpants. And I miss them so much.
Well, honestly, I think you're more prepared than me. Because you do wear a lot of jeans. You do, like I said, you do have those thermals. Where for me, I pretty much, the only difference between summer me and winter me is I put on long pants and I put a jacket on. Oh, but
that's so sad for you. I don't play those games. I don't like being cold. I'm a spring baby and we know our wives. It's weird that winter happens and it's like heavy. Like, people are like, oh, it's so cold. I'm like, it's cold ass down here. That's enough.
Listen, you, as previously stated, I hate winter. This is coming from someone who was born in the middle of a blizzard. So,
I mean,
yeah.
I do love some things with aspects of winter because, like, it brings, like, a lot of fun times. Like, you get heartier meals because it's colder.
You can do that anytime.
I don't fully feel that way because around summertime, like spring and summer, you start getting into like being anxious and you start having a fever of a person. And then summer, you eat a lot of light foods, and then fall, you start picking up from like light to a little heavy. And now winter, you're like, oh, bitch, it's heavy time. Like, I low key want to get some potato wedges and wings.
You can get potato wedges and wings.
I mean, I'm saying, like, yeah, as a natural thing, but, like, for me, when I think winter, I think soups. I think a big old pot of soup, spaghetti, like, a lot of spaghetti, a lot of pasta. I think of bread added.
You wait till the winter to eat pasta?
No, I really don't eat pasta that much throughout the course of the year. Wow. And then, like, I don't know, it's weird. This one is different, because, like, I have goals. I have to go to a concert. I got to go see comedy. I get to go see one of my idols. And I get to...
Wait, you're going to a concert in the winter?
Mm-hmm. I get to see a concert. I get to go see a person about his fans. And, I mean, for me, I'm excited for all these things. It's just wintertime. I don't look at any season like I won't do things. Like, for me, in the spring, it's my birthday month, but also it's a particular birthday month. And also, like, I still want to get, like, I'm going to go from, like, oh, comedy to, like, full out. Bitch, I get booked, and I stay booked.
Well, listen.
And very blessed.
This is not my time of year, as previously stated. I will be in the house when I'm not at work. Okay.
Well, this Brishana, is this, she matter? She just not gonna go outside.
That's work. That counts. So, but otherwise, I know Lil' Kim says a hoe never gets cold, but this hoe gets cold. Okay. So, yeah, I'll be at the house. But
I mean, I don't want to. I mean, I get it, but like to me, and then I keep hearing that this is when people don't want to like do comedy and stuff. I was like, it's true. I get why. I mean, this whole month the coming up is like, it's just a countdown for stuff. I have a countdown to a certain date, and then I have a countdown to Christmas, and I have a countdown to New Year's. And then after that, I do a countdown to, like, my birthday. And that's pretty much most of my, like, winter time, because it's like, hey, events happening? Yes. I go to most of them, all of them. And now I have, like, two big old things that's going to happen in February, so I'm really ecstatic for that.
Well, listen, well, for me, you know, I'm always down for shit in summertime, but, like, once it starts getting below 60, it's a wrap. But
I mean, I never, to me, it's cold now. It's like 39 degrees probably outside.
So yeah.
It's going to be cold for a while, and I'm just adjusted to it. I don't adjust to it naturally. I wear, like, now, it's weird because I now, like, I wear two different jackets. This is the Idiot Box where I do comedy at.
It is 34 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I still got to go from your house to eat. And then go home and go to sleep. And then literally wake up at a certain time and then start my day. So it's, to me, just another day. Yeah. And then I got to start going to the gym. The weirdest thing is I'm about to start my, this winter, I'm going to start gym rat lifestyle.
Okay, I know this is kind of off topic. But did they finally stop the whole mask thing at the gym? Because I won't be going back until the whole
thing. What do you mean? Like you just wear a mask, you get on the machine, you take the mask off. What are you talking about?
See, I just need that to be eliminated before I start going to the gym.
Because you just wear the mask while you move.
I have asthma. Okay.
But you're just wearing it until you get on another machine.
Oh, you're wearing it until you get on another machine?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you had to have it on while you're on the machine.
No, they're going to stop that.
No. That's what I thought you said. I thought you said while you're on the machine.
No.
No.
You come in, mask on, change clothes, mask on, get to a machine. For me, if you get onto the treadmill, take the mask off. Okay. Work out. Mask on. Clean the machine. Go to something else. The elliptical is for me. Go to the elliptical. All right, cool.
Okay.
Because, I'm doing like stretches and stuff like
that.
I'm like,
that whole working out in the mask.
Every time with that squat, not for me. That I will go from like, all right, I'm going to have my mask off at that time. Because I'm going to be doing all this physical workout and I'm not trying to be around no one else. If someone comes around me, that's their choice. And the mandate has lifted in Greensboro. So, damn, people can do what they want to do now. I want to be a gym rat for the winter. So my goal is tomorrow I'll start going to the gym every single day and start doing two-a-days again. My plan is to do this by the time this releases. Y'all now see this on social media. It's going to be a week late because I need y'all my business because I got something that's going to be happening while I'm not around. So I'm going to milk it for that particular reason. It's just very funny. I'm a very secretive person. So, gym rat for me means I'm going to be doing, like, jumping jack squats, all that stuff every single day. And then I'm going to go back to the gym twice. So, that's a lot of cardio I'm doing.
But do you do,
lunges, yes.
No. So, when I was at the gym, I guess because I came from, like, a sports background, what I would do... I'll do an hour to hour and a half of cardio. Then I'll do another hour of lifting weights.
I'm not trying to lift weights anytime soon.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get lean before I do anything like that. I won't weight train until January. And then I'm going to use my friends. And then one of my comedy friends has a sister that's an arm trainer. Oh. So I'm going to utilize her in February.
Well, I guess because I come from a background, if you can lift weights, you ain't shit. So
I don't believe in that. I mean, I can't lift weights. I'm cool not being shit.
No, I'm saying, like wrestling, if you didn't lift the weights, you ain't doing shit. But, yeah.
I mean, gosh, I did, but like I tell people all the time, like, what I'm doing is still unhealthy, but for me, it feels more safe because I'm adding a goal to my winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because me adding a goal, it means every time I'm in the car, I'm going to go to a gym or I'm going to go to a park. And other than, like, doing just a little mediocre things, I don't really care. Yeah. But what about yourself? Do you want to come back to the gym? What's your goal?
I am leaning towards it now that because the last time I talked to the people at the gym, they was like, "Oh no, you have to wear your mask the whole time while you're working out." I was like, "Yeah, that's not gonna work for me in my asthma because I was like."
When something knocks over, it makes you what?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Yeah. Oh, you almost fell asleep again. So, no, the last time I talked to somebody about going back to the gym, the chick at the counter was like, "Yeah, you have to pretty much wear your mask the whole time while you're in here." I'm like, ugh.
When was this?
Huh?
When was this?
This is summer.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't wear a mask every time either. So you just got probably misdirected. It's a fun time in the winter. You don't like anything, like you still got your basic thing, like being a basic bitch. Your pumpkin exception.
I do not have an exception. You think I have a sexual with pumpkin?
I didn't say you were being sexual with a pumpkin.
Sexual?
I didn't say it was a sexual connection. Obsession.
That's why I said obsession.
I mean, I know I said the wrong word.
But, I do like pumpkin. Okay, so, there's this, so, you know, the eggnog company Hood, they make, this pumpkin eggnog. And I have not been able to find it since
2016.
Huh?
You found this last year. What do you mean?
No. Last year, that was pumpkin soy milk. I'm talking about pumpkin eggnog.
Oh, eggnog?
Yes.
Pumpkin?
Yep.
That's good for you.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
I do. But I will say this. It's funny that we talked about Christmas last episode, but we talked about the eggnog.
Because usually delicious. I don't drink eggnog.
I love eggnog by itself. It's so delicious.
But to finish my story, I haven't been able to find this particular pumpkin eggnog in stores since 2016.
You probably seen it another day.
So, but the other week, I went to Compare Foods, and I surprisingly found it. So, this has made my whole holiday season. So, yeah. But, besides that, like, there's no activity I like to really do in the wintertime. Wintertime for me is just like holidays, birthdays, because in January is my birthday. Then in February is my grandma's birthday. And fun fact, my mom's original due date was actually my grandma's birthday, which is February 20th. It's very funny. Because my grandma, for a long time, I felt like she would try to hijack my birthdays. So I can only imagine what it would have been like if we had the same birthday. And then we have my uncle's birthday in March. And at this point, I think we should take a break.
All right, take a break.
And we're back.
Yes.
So now, January is coming up. Any plans for the New Year's?
Yeah, my plan for the year is different than most. It's there's gonna be a lot of gym rat life so I can get ready for the tour. But it will also be like I'm gonna have 2 shows in January already. So I'm planning at least have have a goal for 2 shows a month. 2 to 16 shows a month, up to 25 is the new goal for all of next year. I'm going to be spending more time with a particular person about his penis, and I will probably get to see my idol. I'll get to see an idol within the early term of next year. What about yourself?
So, a lot of things, like, I will be trying to, like, jizz up my house a little bit, like, it's not that, like, there's no decorations, but I really want to get some more, especially, like, my bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like, get some more, like, decorations and more stuff like that. And, also, I have a new insurance company this year, mm-hmm. So I'm glad about that because my... last one. Well, I'm not gonna say their name or drag them too bad, because I might have to go back to them. Hopefully not, because they was denying medications and shit left and right, mm-hmm. Which is why I decided to leave.
Tell you what,
my previous health insurance company, but Uh-oh. But here's to a new year and hopefully. They'll be better than my previous one.
Maybe they aren't. I won't lie. The New Year's is a two-way street for most people. So it brings a lot of goodness out of people. And it brings a lot of sadness out of people. Most holidays, if you do understand what I'm saying, you're probably a trigger when people suggest that you need to go see help. But I do implore you to figure out what's going on with you as a person, especially during the winter. Because it's something about when it gets colder that you now want to feel more affection. And it's something about when it's colder that you now feel more lonely.
Yeah, seasonal depression. Yeah.
Seasonal depression is what I'm getting at. But I'm also making sure you understand, like, anxiety is the main cause of a lot of these things. But I want you to also figure out what is going on with you. Because you could have maybe a learning disability. Or you could have some type of funny thing about yourself. You never know. From all those things, how do you feel like setting goals works for you at the moment?
Well, I haven't really, a lot of people New Year's resolution, I'm going to do this, that, and this, and 3 weeks into it, they already failed.
What do you mean, like weight loss?
No, just different things. Like somebody.
Like a New Year's release? Like a New Year's resolution?
Yeah. So I don't believe in making a resolution for myself.
I don't know. See, that's a weird thing. I am two ways about that. I believe in setting goals.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in making a New Year's resolution.
Exactly.
As a goal. Because all of those are like, I'm going to do this. And if it doesn't happen within the first 2 or 3 weeks, just like you're saying, mm-hmm. And then you start going in. Whereas, to me, you should start goals every single month and have goals started, like, stated, and then try to put it in the universe, and then somehow you got to put the work in with the goals. Because, like, I know that I have a strong feeling that you're going to have, Brianna's going to come out at least 6 to 18 more times before she's fully realized, but that's because this next year is going to be probably bonkers for yourself.
Well, like, for instance, like, I don't believe in saying, like, I'm going to eat healthier next year as a resolution. I'm the type of person I would like to say, my resolution, mm-hmm. is to eat healthier next year. So.
My next year, not now.
Because,
you're putting it in, you still got
to
eat.
Going back to the January thing, a lot of people look back on their year and look at things. Oh, I could have did this better. I should have done this or blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people try to make a resolution. And what I'm saying is try not to make resolutions, try to make goals. What do you want that you didn't necessarily do the best job on last year that you want to improve on?
Well, I mean, it's a hard thing to tell people this, but like, so say for myself, one of my main goals is to get to a goal weight. Mm-hmm. But for me, the goal weight is like some absurd number that no one will ever know until I truly release it.
Right.
Whereas if I put a goal for 2.5 pounds a week into my goal weight, that's not hurting nobody. If I lose 3 pounds a week, that's not gonna hurt nobody. 5 pounds a week is a little bit too much. But it's also about having, like, to me, you should, people put so much pressure on the New Year's resolution that it does not bring you joy. Right. And it's like, you now hinder yourself, or now you now saying, well, this is the year I got, I'm getting sober. And if you slip, you're not gonna let yourself be human.
Exactly. It's constantly yourself up to fail.
Yeah, whereas to me, January is colder. It's now a new eyes are setting on. And you add in the world new eyes. It's something about the first day of the new year. Either you're going to kiss somebody that night, or you're going to allow everyone that you know in your life. You're going to call your friends, and you just talk to people. I implore you to figure out what is your New Year's goal, but also figure out what your goal for the year will be. It should be a year goal, but it should be monthly goal, and it should be a daily goal. Because me personally, I have lists upon lists upon lists upon lists upon lists of things that I am supposed to do every single day. And guess what? They don't get accomplished, and half of them will never be accomplished. But what does get done is that I have structured myself to now understand that I have to have jokes and have hits and have beats per every time I have a different set. Whereas it's just something about growth sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's why I look at it, like, because it's just the same thing that happens with
me. Well, yeah, that's what I was getting to. Like, instead of, like, saying, oh, I'm going to do this, or if I don't, I'm going to be a loser. Be more worried about growing versus, oh, I'm going to do this, and then if it don't happen that way, you feel like shit.
Yeah, so, and that's something that people naturally take from New Year's resolutions, and it's something that I don't know why it's such a big pressure to put on themselves, because it's always New Year, New You. I don't know why. It's catchy. Whereas most people that really want to lose weight and stuff like that don't start losing weight and start that really to February. And okay, that's what most people don't even notice. Like, February is when people really truly start. But, like, if you feel you do, like, follow those that are, like, going to press, like, say Christmas happened, y'all were, like, 6 to 3 months. Mm-hmm. And now your real holiday that's your prove that love is the 15th, is the 14th of February. And then y'all have that whole situation from different homes. And then y'all cooking each other's eyes, and it's really stupid to me. Whereas, I blanked out, I'm so sorry. What I'm saying is, like,
I was trying to figure out where it was going at.
I'm so sorry.
But there's
a lot of different things. Like, people do what, I'm not going to drink this year. I'm not going to have, I'm going to try my best to be sober. I'm going to do more with my family. I'm going to do more with my friends. I am going to be pro-social every single day of the year. I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm going to have a better job. I'm on a new car. We both accomplished a big thing. I have a new car. You have a new home. You live alone with a big-ass gun. So, I mean, there's things there. Whereas, that's what the beauty of what winter is giving y'all. It's cold. That's what I meant. There you go.
Right. Stop pretending like...
It's not just because I'm... But, like, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, stop pretending like it's summer and y'all can... Have your titties out and shit. It's cold.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm just saying, like, it's colder. So, like, be truthful to the month.
Exactly.
Like, you got 3 or 4 months before, like, it gets to be better weather again. And that's okay. That's not good weather. It's winter time still.
Exactly.
And, like, we have bad days in weather. So, don't, I mean, forgive yourself for what you can't get accomplished. Is the most of the moral story of this. Especially at the end of some of your goals is to come out. And that's your real goal, because you haven't still figured out who you are as a person. And it takes time to figure out who you are as a person. It takes time to develop those things as a person. It's a thing that goals should be a bigger thing to you as a person. I add goals to myself every day.
Yeah, well, I think we kind of hit on that already. But let's just talk about the weather, okay? A lot of y'all trying to go out and stuff like that.
Which you still do.
Yeah. But I'm remember,
I'm excited for y'all too, because I love.
Remember, it is still cold.
Wear your jacket. Bring your coat.
Exactly.
Out. Wear your trench coat. Wear your fedora.
Unless,
wear your scarf. Like listen, a black woman.
Unless you're in some kind of tropical climate, it is going to be cold. So, trust me. Like, yeah, we all want to wear our cute outfits. But for instance, like a couple years ago, decide, okay, I'm going to go out for friends this New Year. With friends this New Year's, blah, blah. I opened the door, went to step out. That wind cut me like a knife. And I said, yeah, this is going to be a stay in New Year's. So, yeah.
I mean, but that's the thing about it. I will say for all of us out there to try your best to have a celebration. But because COVID times is suggesting of everyone to not do that, figure out who your bubble is going to be still. I don't want anyone to get in trouble. I don't want nobody dying. Not on my watch, you know. But I will say this. It, as the finishing of the goals for yourself, figure out what you can accomplish first and foremost. And dumb it down. Don't go extreme. Mm-hmm. Stop going so extreme. You can't lose 25 pounds in one day. If you do, a lot of drugs was had that day.
Okay,
and
first of all,
shit a lot
if you're that losing day. That much weight in a day, there's something seriously wrong. So,
not necessarily, because when I say the direct, it's boo, baby.
Honey, no. Because, okay, so as someone who's talked about their struggles with weight and basically having an eating disorder, for me, there was always like, okay, I lost this amount of weight, but I can always lose more. So be realistic about what you're trying to do.
Well, see, that's not how that works. Disorders don't really, once it's because it's a disorder, it means it's out of order. So the eating is going to be out of order. Whereas,
no.
I mean, but I'm saying,
I talk about for me, like,
for yourself.
Yeah. So, like, with my disorder, it was, okay, I lost 10 pounds this week. I need to lose 10 more pounds.
Okay.
This week, which is not healthy.
It's not healthy. I'd rather you have a goal of 2 pounds, and then you lose another pound. Oh, my God. 2 more pounds. And other than that, eat some food, because something's going on.
Yeah.
If unless you're morbid obese, where your first 20 pounds just like goes, the next set of 20 pounds is going to be a bitch to do. But give yourself time. Let yourself understand that the new year can be good and healing. I low-key have like 6 ideas that I always actually want to do. My first option is always go to the cabin. And then my next option is always going to some memorables about both places. And go to the fancy places.
Well, I will just say, like, when it's cold out, listen, there's 2 things that I will not be doing during the winter. Those 2 things
are, fucking.
No. I'll be doing that during the winter. Those 2 things.
Cuddling.
Those 2 things are.
Stacking bitches up.
Those 2 things are camping. Yes, people like to go camping during this time. And 2, getting married. I was born in the cold. I'm not getting married in the cold. Fuck that shit.
Most people have March, April, June, July weddings. Sometimes August.
No, but there's some people out there that be like, oh, new year, let's start the year off getting married.
I personally do want to get married when no one knows, and we just get married.
That's fine. But
the person I met did not want that. So, like, I don't know when it'll be because my birthday is around the same time.
Financially, if you're getting married right after Christmas.
Oh, I mean, I don't really care about Christmas in that manner. I just thought about what I was going to give everybody as a gift. My mom's getting jewelry normally. Dad's getting Steelers memorabilia. And everybody else ain't getting shit. Siblings, I mean kids, ain't getting damn thing. Alright, it's just unk. But I will say, if you can, if you are going to be one of those active people, like being a gym rat for like the winter, if you are a person that likes to run or likes to be on the cycle, do invest on those things if you do not choose to go back to the gym. We haven't talked about gym morality. I still do prefer going back to the YMCA that was by where I worked because it was blacker. And I do miss that more. It made me feel like I'm seen. Whereas going to this one is more like, hi, what? You want to use it?
So.
And yeah. I just feel as though, like, y'all have to figure out. I lost it again. I'm so sorry, y'all. What I'm saying to everyone out there is, just if you set the goals or you are one of those people that are like a little hermit, figure out what you want to do, because I will tell you, well, you know what? I can tell you this. Get on Pinterest if you want to work out. Pinterest will help
Pinterest,
you.
Where you going with this?
Pinterest will help you work out. Put in Pinterest and put on, go on Pinterest and put in workouts that you want to do, and you can work out at home if you don't like being in
the building. Okay.
And that's the first thing. And then what happens is, as the winter gets up and it gets to spring, you can go downtown. Like us, we have downtown Winston. We also have like every other area. You can walk anywhere. You can catch the bus and then get back home and get in your car.
Catching the bus.
I mean,
if I can help it, I'm not catching a bus.
I mean, personally, yeah. I do like the idea of the bus, though. So I'm never against it. I like the bus ideas. But I do want to implore you to enjoy this season. So that way, while you're enjoying the harshest of winters, that you have to stay up and bubble up and have a hot chocolate and oatmeal.
You looked at me when you said, try to enjoy this winter. You know. How I feel.
That's up to you. If you don't, I love it. I love eating grits. I'm probably gonna have grits.
I eat grits all the time.
I'm gonna have grits, eggs, liver pudding, and I'm gonna
make. Ew. Excuse you. Liver pudding.
Yeah.
Ew.
You eat bacon.
Not the livers of a pig. No.
Okay.
No. That's nasty.
Well, no, it's not. It's just the parts of the pig.
No.
You eat literally ground beef and ground chicken.
You do know the reason why we eat, well, black people eat livers and stuff like that.
Right? That's cool. I don't really care either way. I mean, hey, slave is a thing. But I want you to understand that we have a lot more dates happening in December. We wanted to give you something soon. So this is our baking plan. So we'll talk to y'all soon. And that's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. You can hit us on Anchor, Spotify, Radio Public. Oh, hold on, y'all. Radio Public, we report and you can give us 5 stars for Apple Podcasts. And raise 5 stars. And the session that goes out to Anchor where we're recording this. And don't forget, we're going to try best give y'all a dollar crew. The Tic Tac Crew is $5. We have the VIP Plus for the Slim Thick for $10, and the VIP Plus for $20. And that means that's at patreon.com. Search Dire Sexuality, you can see our names. And you can email us at dieandjermaine@gmail.com. And individually, you can find us at, or you can find us at Instagram at Dire Sexuality Pod, individually at Mrs. Josiah Bridget.
Rashana Red Rom.
Rashana underscore Red Rom underscore Rose. And at Jermaine Calando. And
don't eat nasty chicken livers. See you later. Bye.